strongest storm activity today has been shoved to the south. And what shoved it to the south was that rain we had this morning. That storm system that went through this morning was kind of a leftover or the decaying mesoscale convective system that developed out in the Mississippi Valley, ran across Chicago, down I-80 and I-90, and toward us overnight last night. There are a lot of rumors flying around that we're going to get another derecho or something like that, but this storm complex never reached that status. Never was prolonged, moved fast enough, had strong enough winds. It produced a lot of severe weather and some damage, but never reached the strength and potential that derechos are.
Yeah, it was getting a lot of hype yesterday, not so much today.
Much of it hype, much of it really hype. Mesoscale convective systems are rather common. Derechos are rather rare. They'll develop out of these complexes, but they're rather rare. The MCSs, or sometimes referred to as MCCs, are very common this time of year.
So, John, as I understand it, the more sort of sun that we have around Baltimore, that increases our chances of getting a little more active storms.
The atmosphere is kind of charged. There's a lot of moisture in it. It's unstable. But when those rains went through this morning, it tended to stabilize the atmosphere a little bit. So to get the potential back up for severe weather, I'm sure you're not rooting for that, but to get the potential up again, high enough where it could be a real strong threat for us, we'd have to re-destabilize. So you have to reheat the atmosphere or get it cooking once again. And it's a little tougher because that rain went through and kind of toned things down,
yeah,
took the steam
thing
out of things. But down to the south, the rain was not as big a factor.
I'm wondering, John, when you're looking at this radar right now and you look at this system that's coming through west of D.C. and in Virginia, where do you see it go tracking?
It's moving straight east.
Okay.
It's moving straight east.
So do you think
east.
Howard County will get for our area?
Well, just right across our area coming out of the mountains and moving straight across. But the potential, as that gets into this environment, we'll see how it takes off. We still have a chance for severe storms. But the higher chance for the stronger stuff is probably well to our south, where the atmosphere, for lack of a better term, is juicier. All the numbers that come together, we call it CAPE, lifted index, things like that, are much more extreme, much more indicative of severe weather than they are up around here. There's still potential up here, but not as great.
Looking at the radar now and kind of judging how quickly it's moving, do you have an idea, a window of time when something may come our way?
1 to 2 hours, probably. It's moving at a pretty good clip, but it's still out in the mountains. So it still has to clear the mountains and come in. And the nature of it will change to some extent as it comes through. The cold front itself is just coming into West Virginia, and the warm front is kind of over us or just to the north. It's much more humid to the south. I mean, you mentioned our dew point at the airport is 65. Down at the Patuxent River Naval Air Station, it's 69. But they're right on the bay there, so that tends to help juice them up a little bit. Richmond, Virginia, dew point is 71 and a 92-degree reading, and we're only in the mid-80s. So you can see the atmosphere down there is a lot more loaded and ready to go. So the farther south you go, from Baltimore, or let's say the Maryland-Pennsylvania line, as you keep stepping farther south, the odds are greater you're going to have a chance for severe storms. It doesn't eliminate it. It's still possible, but the odds become greater the farther south you go.
Right.
And that stuff is moving straight east. So by the time the rush hour hits, another hour, hour and a half or so, we could, at least in west of us, say, toward Howard County, Carroll County, begin to see that stuff affect.